USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Hunter Biden is being indicted on felony gun charges. Court filing shows the president's son has been charged with three federal criminal counts. Two counts are related to Biden allegedly filing a form claiming he was not using drugs at the time he purchased the weapon in 2018. The third alleges he was in possession of a gun while using drugs. It's the first time the Justice Department has filed charges against the son of a U.S. president. The charges come after a plea deal fell apart earlier this summer with prosecutors. The top Democrat in the House is slamming Republicans over their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries called it a partisan political stunt.
House Republicans are being driven by the likes of Marjorie Taylor Greene, George Santos, and Donald Trump. That's who's running the circus.
He added there is no evidence of wrongdoing with respect to President Biden. He also accused Republicans of marching the government toward a shutdown as funding is set to run out at the end of the month and the Republican conference is divided over spending. Speaker Kevin McCarthy ordered an impeachment investigation into the president over his alleged ties to his son's foreign business dealings. Princess Diana's black sheep sweater is selling for over $1 million.
The iconic sweater that she first wore at a polo match in 1982, a month before she married Prince Charles, was auctioned off Thursday at Sotheby's for just over $1.1 million. The red wool long sleeve sweater has white sheep embroidered on it along with one black sheep. The sweater was misplaced at the designer's store in London after Diana ripped it and asked for a new one. The original sweater was found decades later.
That is Lisa G reporting for us this afternoon. This is USA News.
All right, team. Apps on the table by 7:30 sharp.
Jalen and his catering company have a lot on their plate.
Really particular.
He needs a bigger team to continue climbing up the food chain.
About this event. Hey, Mitch, was that contract for 200 or 250 people?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Ebony Loren, and Febreze's new scent, Soothe and Restore, is so good I wrote a song about it.
I know just what I do. Febreze has my favorite scent. Makes a perfect environment. Sweet like sugar, smooth shea butter. What could be better than being with each other now? Breathe happy.
The Biden administration is awarding more than $1 billion in grants to give Americans more access to trees and green spaces. The U.S. Forest Service says it will issue 385 grants to increase access to trees and nature in cities, towns, and suburbs around the country. The Alabama Public Library Service will soon start posting a list of books considered inappropriate for children. The board voted yesterday to allow people to send in titles they deem unsuitable, which will then be submitted to the agency's website. The decision reportedly has to do with sexually explicit content and books with radical ideologies. There is no let-up in horrors from a flooding in Libya. NBC's Molly Hunter reports on the devastation.
Storm Daniel brought 9 months of rain in just 6 hours, bursting through two dams. Satellite images show the coastline before and after. Drone footage captures the scale. One-third of Derna wiped out.
On Wednesday, floodwaters washed bodies back onto the shores of eastern Libya faster than Derna could bury them. Eastern Port City was destroyed over the weekend when the two dams bursting sent waves 23 feet high rushing through the city and into the sea. Libyan officials put the number of dead at 8,000 Wednesday and said 10,000 people are missing. Hunter said aid is coming into the country too slowly. Years of chaos and division and war have left the country vulnerable. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.